Someone asked what I think is a great question. Why is it when a person's heartbeat stops, we say he's dead, but when a heartbeat begins, many choose not to call it a life? Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and this is today's Truth Worth Remembering. As I said previously, I want to complete my thoughts following the Roe v. Wade being overturned by the Supreme Court. Perhaps the best-known verses in the Bible that support life at conception are these. Psalm 39:13-16. You created my innermost parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance. And in your book were written all the days of my life that were ordained for me before there was even one of them. In other words, God had a plan and a purpose for your life and mine before we were even conceived. To Jeremiah, he said this, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." It's interesting also to me that in the New Testament, when women were pregnant, the phrase that was used consistently of John the Baptist and Jesus himself is that their mother was with child. With child. That child was acknowledged as being a living child in the womb. The angel of the Lord told the father of John the Baptist that Elizabeth, his mother, was carrying this child who was already filled with the Holy Spirit while still in his mother's womb. My dear brothers and sisters, do you understand what I'm saying? That at conception, God considers a child a child. People who support abortion at any time, at any stage of life, are taking a life. In any other setting or circumstance, it would be called murder. And God does that indeed, although people hate that word because it seems so strong. But abortion stops a beating heart, kills a child in utero, and that is murder. I'm sorry if that offends you, but it's highly offensive to God. And there will be a day of reckoning for those who have participated, including the men. The men seem to get off easy, if you can call it that. Men who convince their girlfriends or the women they've gotten pregnant to have an abortion by putting pressure on them, forcing them, even abusing them. Those men will stand before the Lord and account for that. I'm challenged sometimes on why I could even speak on the subject because it involves women and women's rights and women's reproductive rights. I can speak on it because God has called me to be a Bible teacher and evangelist and speak the truth in love to people no matter what they've done, no matter where they've been, no matter what it is. Those who come to Him with contrite hearts and confession and repent of their sins, He is willing to receive and forgive by the blood of Christ. And that's truth worth remembering. For Christ's sake, amen.
To learn more about how you can become a Christian or grow in your walk with the Lord and receive freely of all the biblically based content we have created or donate to help keep this ministry going strong, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.